Blog Talk Radio.
Tell you all about this broadcast and what's going on, and
And his right-hand man, G. Elder, see y'all, he in the room ready to hear what you got to say. So you on the clock, Elder. Mr. Tiff, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And I think someone said that they, after they hear what I have to say, that's enough. Well, there's a saying about enough. Enough is not enough. And too much is never too much. So got to remember that, because we all have challenges in our lives, whether it's work, behavior, or dealing with others' beliefs. These are pretty rough times. These are all things that we deal with of mind and body. And the way we take care of these things shows our righteous works unto Yahweh, as told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and verse 20. 19 says, what ye know, not that your body is the temple of the righteous spirit which is in you, which ye have of Yahweh, is not of your own. 20, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify Yahweh in your body and in your spirit, which are Yahweh's. Hearing the voices of the true Israelites, remember, our works is to bring you his word as it is written, with understanding. As much as said in Sirach chapter 21, verse 15. 15 says, if a skillful man hears a wise word, he will commend it and add unto it. But as soon as one of no understanding hears it, it displeases him, and he casts it behind his back. This is why we try to make you wise unto Yahweh's words, so we can achieve the things that is written. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 5, 5 says, a wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall obtain unto wise counsel. This is why I always say a teacher can't learn from his students, but being of wise counsel, he's able to teach his students adequately. Now, if a student pays attention to wise counsel, he will probably be able to teach the word of Yahweh one day themselves. Because we all came to hear the things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand. Yahweh's ministry, again, makes all this misunderstanding very possible. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given the knowledge to know those out there that camouflage their evil and confused teachings, and also the overly loud bump the drums contest for righteous learning, even using Bible scriptures as verbal weapons against us that know. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud bump the drums, and welcoming you to this ministry. We would like, more than likely, have everyone to listen to Yahweh's word, because it is good to keep this ministry bringing you it live. We ask that you do this to help us build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods that we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. We even have a calendar to help keep the listening members in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year for you and your family. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's available during our live broadcast time. To get there, just open up any search engine and right on the search line, type three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions or questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, we also have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first would be our live conference room number. which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international phone number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known by our members as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As most of us know, the seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC. The New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, as most of us know. Even in addition to that now, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. And if you happen to miss the beginning of our program today, you can always listen to the entire show after 10:30 p.m. Just enter 3 words to do this, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose the program that you were late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, you'll find that we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk, where our sound is crystal clear. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Once again, just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. And online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel, writing as shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than 2 text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. But when we are given scriptures to speak by the seer, always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we're on an international broadcast with hundreds of thousands of listeners, wanting to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah, not confusion, as it mentions us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all covenants of churches of the saints." But when we're keeping these scriptures in mind, don't try to win the bump the gums contest. You will miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. We are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah, as it tells us in the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things back into your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." So we can start just remembering of the things that are said. Let's keep those Bibles open. I'll pass our program back over to our seer Israel and let the teaching begin. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, there, Elder. That's excellent, right? I'm just going to look at these memos. I haven't had a chance to get at a lot of these memos. And if I get opportunity, Latter-day Saints, I will touch on Genesis chapter 5. Now, it all depends on what he want me to do. But there's so much on the table. We might touch on Genesis chapter 5. And explain a couple of things in that. We'll see. We'll see as it unfolds. We'll see as it unfolds exactly what we're going to do after we see what the Almighty wants us to do. That's the key. You got to find what the Almighty wants to do on this closing. Now, after sunset, now you can go start finding your 11, wherever you put your 11 at, as the sun starts setting in. And like I said, again, if you didn't catch it in one of the 6 locations, then you totally missed the 7-day feast of unleavened bread. So, and you have to do that next year. But the Passover, he give you a second chance on the Passover, because, you know, the Passover, that's some big, you know, really, that is some big, that's a big conversation. What's so important about this Passover, it's some, it got some future things going to happen. Remember, if you don't know what Yahweh is going to do in the future, all you got to do is look back at what he did yesterday, but it's going to be on a higher magnitude of what he's going to do. So we might touch on that too. I don't know yet. But we're going to find a young line and bring him in and see who all will be on stage for the ninth episode of the closing of unleavened bread. This is the closing of unleavened bread when the sun set. And this will be the closing of unleavened bread. But I do want to touch on something. I see these memos coming in. I don't know if we do the best we can. I see it coming in now as we speak. But we're now going to find a young lion and bring him in. And so when you meet the young lion out of the tribe of Yahgad Judah, Camp One, up and coming teacher, Brother Micaiah Israel C. Roy, young lion. Yahweh be to that C. Roy.
Yahweh bless you, still Israel of C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent, Brother Micaiah. You got one of the mothers, a couple of the mothers is out of the town, and we got Mother D of Israel. She said, I'm coming on stage. I want to get in that microphone and holler in that microphone. Let's see, can we find Mother D F Israel? Tribe of Yahgad Judah, one of the mothers out of Camp One. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp One, Mother D F Israel, tribe of Yahgad Judah. Yahweh bless you, Sierra Israel.
Yahweh bless you, Sierra Israel of Sierra. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother D F Israel. Well, you notice this unleavened bread, it's been a blessing. So one thing about it, yes, it has. It's been a blessing. Because one thing about it, we know one thing. A lot of information came out. And one thing, and see, and when you know you line up with Yahweh's words, then it's not that you can force his hand, but one thing about it, he's not going to break his word. He tells you plainly, if you get me right, I'm going to get you right. And that's simple as that. And I believe that. So that's all right. Let's see, run around Detroit, Michigan, and see what Princess Leora Israel, will she be coming on stage for the ninth episode? Princess Leora Israel from the tribe of Yahgad Judah, Detroit, Michigan, Camp 4, Yahweh beat you, that's right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. I'm going to have to pass on that reading tonight.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, one thing about it, we know you're a great note taker, so we know you might want to pass on some reading, but we know clearly you're going to be taking big-time notes. And if anybody in the area of Detroit, Michigan, or call the international line, 224-600, and Princess Leora Israel will be able to respond to those that need any questions answered. But she's a great note taker. So we know that one thing about it, she said, well, my throat ain't right for me to holler in the microphone, but that don't mean there's nothing wrong with my fingers. Because I know the blessing in 28 verse 12 is in my hand, so I will be taking notes. That's excellent, Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. Young Lion, tribe of Yahgad Judah. Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what we can get going on there. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, she'll teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
That's right. Exactly right. The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. And we're going to open up with Mother D.F. Israel. And we're going to take a look at something that we need to know in the ninth chapter. Although we're going to touch on a whole lot of things. We're going to take our time. We're going to touch on a whole lot of things, even some end-time prophecy, according to, we're going to touch on a lot of things. We're going to get it together in this lesson. And matter of fact, we're going to touch on a little bit of, like I said again, might even touch on a little bit Genesis chapter 5. I mean, we know what it sounds like, but in the same token, we know the answers. And we know one thing. If anybody can explain this thing, it will have to be the sixth and on account of voices of a true Israelite that breaks it down. And that's what we do. We break things down. So let's take a look, Mother, D.F. Israel. Let's take a look at this Passover. And just in case this Passover, just in case we know, unleavened bread is officially over. It looks like it's dark. It looks like it's dark. Mm-hmm. So the dark of unleavened bread is now you can go back to your leaven. You can put your leaven back in your mouth. In Numbers chapter 9, I'm going to take a look at and see what the heavenly tablet said. And Brother Micaiah had me at the 30th chapter of a book called Second Chronicles. First Chronicles. Let's see what it says that Mother we can read about this right here. About if you come up short and you were able to attend Passover, what is written that we got to do? Let's see what it says. Let's see what we can pick it up around about. Let's see what we want. All right, let's see, can we pick it at verse number 1? Let's look at verse number 1, 2, and 3. Let's take it down, matter of fact, we'll take it down to 1 through 5. Let's read 1 through 5 in Numbers chapter 9, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's see what Numbers 9, 1, 5 say. What does it say?
Numbers chapter 9, verses 1 to 5. Verses 1 read, and Yahweh spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, let the children of Israel also keep the Passover at his appointed season. Verse 3, in the 14th day of this month at eve, you shall keep it in his appointed season, according to all the rituals of it, and according to all the ceremonies thereof shall you keep it. Verse 4.
Hold that point right there. Who, what is verse 2? Two again, say again, two. And Brother Micaiah had me Titus 1, verse 2. Titus 1, verse 2, waiting on it. Look at it. What is that in verse 2 again?
Numbers chapter 9, verse 2. Let the children of Israel also keep the Passover at its appointed season.
Mm-hmm. You know that point. Brother Micaiah, what is that in Titus 1, verse 2?
Book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, in hope of eternal life, which Yahweh, they cannot lie, promised before the world began.
So when Yahweh tell you something, he ain't lying about what he's telling you. So Yahweh is not lying. And he said, your eternal life is on the line. When he says something, that's the end. So Yahweh is talking to Moses, and what did he tell Moses in verse number 3?
Numbers chapter 9, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Read, in the 14th day of this month at eve, you shall keep it in his appointed season, according to all the rituals of it, and according to all the ceremonies thereof, shall you keep it.
For that point, who doing all this talking about this, Moses? Who's saying all this?
Yahweh spake to Moses.
Yahweh. Verse 4.
Then, verse 4.
Okay, one, oh, but hold that point. Now, okay. So now, Moses got it. Moses got it. Now let's see if Moses just sit on it after Yahweh and him, Moses, up. Let's see exactly what do Moses do with it after Yahweh have went eyeball to eyeball with Moses. What's the next verse say?
Verse 4. And Moses spake unto the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover.
Good. Hold that point right there. So these feast days that Yahweh have written in Leviticus 23 is not for the world. So if the world kept Easter and whatever they call it, or Ramadan, or whatever they call it, so what? They supposed to do whatever come across their mind. But if you know you're the children of Israel, then you need to be in a ministry that tells you what Yahweh is saying. So Yahweh said, keep the Passover. It is appointed season on the 14th day. That's wrong with all the power. Wrong with all the power. He tell you what date it to keep it at and the timeline to keep it. This is a date right here. So he tells you on the 14th at evening, you keep the Passover. That was he said. Now, since he's doing all this great big talking, what he says in verse 5.
Numbers chapter 9, verse 5. And they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month at eve in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that Yahweh commanded Moses, so did the children of Israel.
And they kept the Passover in the wilderness. So they kept the Passover in the wilderness, a commandment from Yahweh. Good. So now, all right, good. Now let's get down, because we know the men said he had a little problem or we couldn't keep it. So then Moses said, well, you know, since you got a problem, you couldn't keep it. I'll tell you what, you just stand right here and let me see what Yahweh got to say. That was written in 6 and 7. We ain't going to read that. We're just going to read how Moses followed what's written in verse 8. Let's see what Moses is saying in verse 8 down to verse number 11. I mean 12. Take it out of 12. 8 to 12. What it say, Mother?
Numbers chapter 9, verses 8 to 12. Verse 8 reads, and Moses said unto them, stand still, and I will hear what Yahweh will command concerning you. Verse 9. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 10, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if any man of you or of your posterity shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or be in a journey far off, yet he shall keep the Passover unto Yahweh. Verse 11. The 14th day of the second month at eve, they shall keep it and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Verse 12. They shall leave none of it until the morning, nor break any bone of it. According to all the ordinance of the Passover, they shall keep it.
That's good talk with them. Remember, we read a verse in the spirit of Yahweh last night, letting you know, see that prophecy. So when it came to, now I got to pull a rap out of here. So when it came, now you see what he's saying right here? Let's let you know how much power this man got. This man saying, Thou shalt leave none of it to the morning, nor break a bone of it. according to all the ordinance of the Passover, they shall keep it. Now, that's a big topic there. See, that's why we know this book was given to one people, and once they apply this book, according to what's written, this is big stuff here. So now, let's hold that right there. Let's hold right there. I'll come back to you again, Mother. Hold that First Chronicle 30 up for a minute there. I said, yeah, that's what we want to go earlier. But now, we want to run to St. John 19 now, young lion. But, Mekhi, we want to run to the 19th chapter. Now, we're going to find out something on the way of finding out something. Now, we're going to see. Now, that's what said, not a bone to be broken. That one we just got through hand. Now, we're going to St. John chapter 19. And we're going to find out that this book right here just repetition. It's just whatever said on the left side of the book, it be fulfilled on the right side of the book. Continuation of the right. Let's see what we can read over here in the 19th chapter of St. John, verse number 31. And we're going to read down a little bit to fulfill that prophecy in verse number, take it on down to verse 36. Now listen to this. Now, you know we just got to read. Now, we're going to see, can we run this down and see exactly what happened in St. John chapter 19, verse 31 down to verse 36. Y'all line, Brother Mekhi, you on the clock, come up.
The book of St. John chapter 19, verse 31 down to 36. 31 read. The Jews flew the word for Yada Judah. Therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross, polluted word for the tree on the Sabbath day. For that Sabbath day was a high day. Besought Pilate there that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Verse 32. Then came the soldiers and break the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. Verse 33. But when they came to Yahweh the Son and saw that he was dead already, they break not his leg. Verse 34. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, forthwith came there out blood and water. Verse 35. And he that saw it bear record, and his record is true. And he know that he said, and he know that he said that he might believe. Verse 36. For these things were done, and the scripture should be fulfilled. A bone of him should not be broken.
A bone should not be broken. Now, but we found out one thing, that Yahweh the Son was dead. You mean Yahweh the Son was dead? Go on to Romans chapter 1 now, Brother Mekhi. Let's look at our verse number 2. Romans 1, verse number 2. Read a little bit. Let's read down to verse number 4. Let's see if we can get out of Romans chapter 1, 2, 3, and 4. What does it say?
Okay. The book of Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Verse 1 reads, Paul,
don't worry about verse 1. Hold on, just pick up verse 2. Romans chapter 1, verse 2, down to verse 4. What does it say?
Okay, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, which he had promised afore by his seer in the righteous scripture. Verse 3, concerning his son, Yahweh the Son, our Yahweh, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. Verse 4. Declared to be the Son of Yahweh with power according to the spirit of righteousness by the resurrection from the dead.
Mm-hmm. So the son died. But the Father raised him back up. So the Father raised him back up. So You know, they got doctrine out there teaching that the Son is the Father and the Father is the Son. No, that's not. That's what I'm saying. That don't cut it. So we find out that, and back up, you say it was written. It's written somewhere that a bone should not be broken in his body. See, you mean this ain't number repetition, see, right here. See, the whole story is told back up to 33. I'll make it 34, verse 20 of Psalms. And let's see, can we read all that good talk that we just got through here? Let's see, can we read that? We can read in 34. Let's read verse 1, 3, and 20. Psalms 34, Brother Micaiah, 20, what it say?
Okay, the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verses 1, 3, and verse 20. Verse 1 reads, I will bless Yahweh at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Verse 3. Oh, magnify Yahweh with me, and let us exalt his name together. Verse 20. He keep all his bones. Not one of them is broken.
So when you magnify Yahweh, the prophecy of it, let's go back to Melody of Israel. So the prophecy was, don't break a bone. There was only a shadow of Yahweh the Son coming as his lamb. So now, that's why we say this Bible is for real. And once we get in order with this Bible, that this Bible is no such thing, no New Testament, Old Testament. This is a continuation of writing. What's said, then be fulfilled. But now we're going to look at something right here about this Passover, mother. In the ninth chapter, look at verse 13 and 14. We're going to see, and this is basically talking about any other feast, the Sabbath day. It's talking about all of it right here. I'm not going to use the word called Passover, but he's talking about everything. Everything he got written, he got a response, answer to it. And look what he says in verse 13 and 14. Numbers 9, 13
Numbers,
and 14.
Numbers chapter 9. Verse 13 and verse 14 read, verse 13. But the man that is clean and is not in a journey and forbear to keep the Passover, even that same soul person shall be cut off from among his people because he brought not the offering of Yahweh in his appointed season. That man shall bear his sin. Verse 14. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you and will keep the Passover unto Yahweh according to the ordinance of the Passover and according to the manner thereof, so shall he do. You shall have one ordinance both for the stranger and for him that was born in the land.
Mm-hmm. So when it comes down to feast days, Sabbath days, fringes, land, it ain't but one way. So our job is to tell you the one way and let you know you're going to face the consequences of it if you are blotted out in your brain that you can come up another way. It's not going to work in the long run because everything he says, you know, you call it. So in 618, that Mother D.F. Israel, that great big word is immutable in 618. Now, what he says in 18, a great big old word in Hebrew 618, what he said we can read? What did he say that we can read?
Hebrews chapter 6. Verse 18.
Uh-huh.
Hebrews, preluded for Eber, chapter 6, verse 18. 18 reads, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for Yahweh to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us.
So what he got written in his book, he ain't lying about everything he got written in his book. He'll tell it, and then he'll come in St. John chapter 2, verse 1, 9, 13, 23, more day of Israel. He'll tell it on the left side of the book. Then he'll come on the right side in St. John chapter 2, verse 1, 9, 13, 23, what it say?
St. John chapter 2, verse 1, 13 and 23.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. St. John chapter 2, verse 1 read. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Yahweh's son was there. Verse 9. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servant which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom. Verse 13. And in Yagda Judah, Passover was at hand, and Yahweh the Son went up to Yahdah Judah. Verse 23. Now when he was in Yahdah Judah at the Passover and the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracle which he did.
Mm-hmm. So Yahweh the Son, he went up to the Passover.
Yeah.
So Yahweh the Son went up to these feast days.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the fifth chapter of St. John and look at verse number 1. So, you know, he's telling you to follow him because your time is always ready. So he the one gave Moses the rules and regulations. Not only talked it, he walked it. What do you say about D up Israel in 5 verse 1 that we can read? 5 verse 1.
St. John chapter 5 verse 1. After this, there was a feast of Yahdah Judah, and Yahweh the Son went up to
Yagdaju. Let's go to the sixth chapter and look at verse number 4.
St. John chapter 6, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
And read, and the Passover, a feast of Yagdaju, was nigh.
Mm-hmm. So these feasts, these feasts, the Israelites feasts and Yahweh the Son, everybody attending these things. See, they're attending these things and, if you're going to get in Yahweh's business, you might have to start, doing what he do. But Micaiah in 7, let's see if we can read a little bit. St. John 7, pick a verse 1, let's read down a little bit. Pick up verse 1 and read till we get our point. Then we'll skip a little bit. Pick up 7, verse 1. Brother McKay.
St.
John, verse 1. Brother McKay, you on the clock, come on.
St. John, you said chapter 7, verse 1?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just going to make sure.
What's going on?
Book of St. John, chapter 7, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, after these things, Yahweh the Son walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry, because Yada, polluted word Jew, sought to kill him. Verse 2. Now, the Jews, polluted word for Yada Judah, feast, was at hand. Verse 3.
Of tabernacles.
Feast of Tabernacle was at hand. Thank you. Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
His brother therefore said unto him, depart here and go to Judah, polluted word for Yadah Judah, that thy followers also may see the work that you do.
Mm-hmm. So we clear that he was keeping in that tabernacle, that's like the closing of Leviticus 23. So Yahuwah the Son kept all the feast days. And
mm-hmm.
what was going on, that he came up to all of them. So every feast day is written in Leviticus 23. Yahuwah kept them all, from the Passover to the closing of tabernacles. Mm-hmm. So that is a Israel. So remember one thing. If you're going to be in that number, Yahuwah, he's going to call you out and say, well, why didn't you do the thing that I told you to do that I did? So Grayson and I came up for all the feast days. And Yahuwah came up for all the Sabbath days. So what he said we can read in Peter chapter 2, verse 21 and 22. What is he going to read that, Brother Mackay? First Peter, chapter 2,
mm-hmm.
21 and 22. What can we read that the chief speaker of the nation of Israel, he brought it back to the nation of Israel's attention about our Savior? And First Peter 2, 21 and 22, let's see what he said that we can read.
The book of First Peter, chapter 2, verses 21 and 22. 21 reads, for even hereunto were you called, because Yahuwah the Son also you should follow his step. Verse 22, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth.
Mm-hmm. So we supposed to just follow his step. That's all we got to do. All we got to do is find out what he was on and just follow his steps on what he was on. Now, I want to make a little detour and go into the future. I want to start seeing some things that's been prophesied that we know has been prophesied. But we can tell that, you know, by reading this book, have it been fulfilled or it's going to be fulfilled? See, remember, the Bible is no such thing as no New Testament, no Old Testament. It is a continuation of writing. On the left side, it was talked about, and on the right side, he came to fulfill his end. So it's no such thing as no New Testament or Old Testament. It's just a continuation of writing. Then he started off all that good writing. He picked Moses and Aaron in the 7th chapter, verse 1. We're not going to read. But it's something I want to take a look at. Some prophecy. Go to the book of Psalms, Mother D.F. Israel. We'll start off in 18, verse 1, down to verse 8. And Brother Mackay, you pick it up at verse number 9. And we're going to take a look at a few things. Now, we'll be in and out. I don't know how much precepts going to be in there. So just kind of read one, and I don't know. We'll be jumping in and do some precepting on that. I don't know. But I hope we can just run one through eight after way. In the 18th chapter of D.F. Israel, look what he told, the minister spirit told David to write, 1 down to verse 8. So I might jump in now, so be listening, because some might come up demand a precept. But I hope we can get the whole 1-8 out the way. Come on.
Psalms chapter 18, verses 1-8. Verse 1 reads, I will love you, O Yahuwah, my strength. Verse 2, Yahuwah is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my Yahuwah, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckle and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Verse 3, I will call upon Yahweh, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemy. Verse 4, the sorrows of death compass me, and the flood of unyakwali men made me afraid. Verse 5, the sorrow of hell compassed me about. The snare of death prevent me. Verse 6, in my distress, I call upon Yahweh and cried unto my Yahweh. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ear. Verse 7, then the earth shook and trembled. The foundation also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. Verse 8, there went up a smoke out of his nostrils, fire out of his mouth, devouring coals were kindled by it.
Now,
I forgot all about the verse.
Now, that was verse 8, wasn't it? Did you read verse 8? That was verse 8.
Huh?
That was verse 8?
Yes.
Okay, read verse 3 and 8 again. Now, it's a question I'm going to take. Yeah, read verse 3 and 8 again. 3 and verse 8.
All right. Psalms chapter 18, verse 3 and verse 8. Verse 3 reads, I will call upon Yahweh, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemy. Verse 8, there went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth, devoured. Coals were kindled by it.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, mother, be up in Israel. Now, that verse 3, verse 8. David beat down all his enemies. David beat all his enemies down, and he was in pretty good shape. And verse 8, and he came down, done some damage. Wait a minute. Where in records that we can read that happened in verse 8? I'm just asking the question. I'm just talking to you, Mo. Where did he came down that we can read? And I just tell you bottom line. That's prophecy. He ain't came down yet. See, David is speaking from 2 Samuel 23, 1, 2, and 3. See, that's why this is the greatest mystery in teaching. David was not talking about being saved from his enemies because David is speaking prophecy. Now, hold that point right there, mother. Let's run to Acts chapter. Let me show you what kind of man David was in Acts 2:25. Let's find what kind of man David was. See, once we, the six anointed camps, understand some things, Yahweh going to show us the next move. But that's why we come humble to our goal is to get the six anointed camps to understand this book is not a novel. And David was not speaking from his time because David was something that we're going to read that David was.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we can find that verse at. It's going to tell you about David. David was something that we can read. Let's see what verse we need to find out about David. In Acts chapter 2, it's something about David we need to read that he was.
You said 25.
Well, I might say it one thing, but in the same token.
Okay. 34.
We're talking about verse in the second chapter of Acts. I might have said 25, you know, but in the same token, I'm looking at something that David were, and Acts 2. It's something that David were that we need to read, Mother D.F. Israel. So, I can't find it right now.
Is it 234?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, I want to read something that David were. He was something.
Oh, that he was, it says.
That word. He was something he was. You know, so now, so thank you, Camp Four. She passed it on. Verse 30.
Acts chapter 2, verse 30. Therefore, being a seer and knowing that Yahweh has sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, could raise up Yahweh the Son to sit on his throne.
Wait a minute. What was it again? According to 30, what was David?
A seer.
You see that, see, right? See, that's one of the greatest mysteries, although he was a king. But in the book of Acts, the Acts of Apostles, they're letting you know David was also a seer. See? So we're not going to read 2 Samuel 2 and 3, 1, 2, and 3. But David was not talking about in his time. David lived the life in the mind of Yahweh the Son. That might be some heavy talk, but he lived the life of Yahweh the Son in his mind. Because he was able to write down everything that Yahweh the Son was going to do according to 2 Samuel 2 and 3, 1, 2, and 3. But we're not going to read. So, look what it says in verse 25, just to kind of wet your beak. And see, that's why we know this ministry is far beyond those ministries all over the known world, because we have no problem taking care of this business. When the sixth anointed camps get this thing packed, Yahweh will know. Because we'll be able to go in this book, and that's why Fishing on the camp paid me no never mind. I said, get a tablet. Get you a dollar and a quarter tablet and get everybody's number. And make a phone call. I got a verse for you, and you give me one. See, we're telling you this for a reason to come, to rehearse the righteous act among ourselves. Because it's going to come up. And see, if you're rehearsing the righteous act in the beginning, I'm telling you something. Yahweh gonna make his move, but when you follow orders, that's the key. Look what it says in 2:25.
Acts chapter 2, verse 25. For David speaks concerning him. I foresaw Yahweh always before my face. For he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved.
Yeah. So David said, I'm speaking concerning him. So when you read the book of Psalms with that understanding, David is speaking concerning him. David lived the life in the mind of Yahweh the Son. That's big talk. That's nice. That's big talk. We clear about that. So when Dave was telling you exactly about the bone was not going to be broke, and then we read that verse number 8. That verse 8 is to come, see, right? When we read Psalms chapter 18, verse 8, Yahweh have not came down to fulfill that verse 8. See? But see, we jump down in this book and don't know how to read it properly. And we'll be all over the place. Because Yahweh, look what he says in 12:14, Mother Death Israel St. John. This is what he says that we can read. 12:14 of St. John. What can we read?
Okay. St. John chapter 12:14.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahuwah the Son, when he had found a young ass, set thereon, as it is written.
Mm-hmm. Good. He done everything as is written. Now go to 14:12. He do everything as is written. He do everything as is written. Everything that's written, you go into Zechariah and find out that. So I keep telling you, those that going to be teaching this thing, it's no such thing as no Old Testament, New Testament. It is a continuation of writing. Whatever was said on the left side of the book, he came on the right side and fulfilled it. He wait on you to be born to fulfill some things. Matter of fact, we probably bring out something. Might be very interesting. Might be in his lesson right here. So it might be in his lesson right here. That's why it's very important to be like Detroit, Michigan doing. It's just got a death all. I can see her now on her desk now. All pens, elbows, writing, and checking things out to see and so. That's how she rolled out there in Detroit, Michigan, out of Camp O. If I say anything, and if I want to run back to what I just said, I can call Detroit, Michigan. I said, what did I say? She'll go read the book and say, this is what you said. This is what time you said it and everything. That's how I roll. That's a good thing. I like that spirit. All that's going to pay off. Now, where we at?
St. John chapter 14:12.
Yes, ma'am.
And it reads.
What it reads?
Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works. Then these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
So you see what he's saying? So he said, somebody's going to do greater works because he's going to the Father. And this what the Father told him that we can read in the book of Hebrew, titled called Hebrew. This is what we can read. So we know when you read the 18th chapter, verse 8, this one was told that we can read, Mother D.F. Israel, by going to Hebrew. Luke chapter called Hebrews 10:12-13. Now we can read this. What does it say?
Hebrews, polluted for Hebrew, chapter 10, verses. Did you say?
12 and 13. 12 and 13.
Okay, 12 and 13. 12, read. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of Yahuwah the Father. Verse 13. From henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool.
You see that? So you see that? So he sit on the right hand. And the next time he just show up, like the brother said in class, well, you know, I pay my tithes to Yahuwah. So I said, well, how you do it? Do you go up to the third heaven and pay it to him, or do he come down to you? See, that's how that folly got to be. We got to slam that folly down because we ain't got time for folly. You ain't going up to him, and he ain't coming down to you. When he come down this thing right here, now, matter of fact, when he do come down, let me show you something, Nico. That's going to be happy. And now, help me out there, Mother D.F. Israel. And when he do come down, that's why we got to slam down folly, because it's too much to be put on the table, and we don't have time for what we got to do in some Yahuwah. Now, in the book of Isaiah 66 there, Mother D.F. Israel, I just want to pull a verse out. On the return of Yahuwah the Son, that we can read some. Let's see what we can read about the return of Yahuwah the Son. Let's see what we can read. So on the return of Yahuwah the Son, we want to be able to read a verse And let's see what it says in 66, verse number 5. Here's a book said that we can read. Isaiah 66, verse 5. Mother, B, F, Israel. T, Roy, come on.
Isaiah chapter 56, verse 5 reads, even unto them will I give in my house, temple.
Hold on. Look at Isaiah 66, verse 5, real carefully. 66, verse 5. Look at it real carefully.
You say 56 or 66?
66. They said a gas station you saw. Hold on a minute. I'm talking. They had a gas station a long time ago. It might have another. I don't know. Fill up 66. They had a gas station, you call it. They might still have them. I don't know, but he's got a gas station back in the day. He's called
Philip 66.
Yeah. Do they still have them gas stations now?
I don't know. I think they, every once in a while, you might see one.
Okay. Okay.
Isaiah chapter 66, verse 5. Hear the word of Yahweh, you that tremble at his word, your brethren that hate you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let Yahweh be honored. He shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed.
David saying that? We know that. So we know. So when he appear, it's going to be to your greatness, your glory, and all that. And then they're going to be, right now, Esau and his five sons, they pup daddy and pup mama now. So we know that's a future to come. That's why Yahweh gives us time in Luke 18, verse number 8. What he's saying, Mother D.F. Israel, what he's saying in, that we can read, see, Yahweh's giving us time for this ministry to find out who's going to do the will of Yahweh, or we going to sit there and continue to don't do the will of Yahweh. We give us time here. Oh, God's giving you grace. Grace. But this is what Yahweh says in 18, verse 8. Look what he said that we can read in 18, verse 8.
Luke chapter 18, verse 8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find the covenant on the earth?
Ain't that right? He said, I'm going to take care of my pa, but if I came today, I'd be killing you. I'd be killing the majority of you. You know him, but 50% is going to make it anyway. If he came today, or your mom, you got to kill 99.9 of the Israelites right now, because they ain't got nothing right, not even the name right, friends is right, keeping the Sabbath day, keeping the feast days as is written. So right now, that's why grace means a timeline for you to get in order, and that's where we come. With the Spirit to show you that we out of order according to the Bible. And if he came now, remember, he's coming for your joy. So he already good mad. So we read over there in that 18 verse 8, super mad. So when he's super mad, he's going to do some head bashing when he comes. As a matter of fact, let's look at Luke, what he's going to say. This is what he's going to say in the book of Luke. Mother dear, that's right. He's going to take a second. They're going to run on grab that young line. In the 19th chapter, this is what he's going to say. See, this is what he's going to say. Now, see, we can read everything that's going to happen. And our job is to show you what the man's saying in 19:27 of Luke. This is what he's going to say. When he come back, this is what he's going to say. So he ain't coming down here to be grabbing nothing from you, you ain't go up to him. but do nothing for him. It don't work like that, see. Look what he say. Now here he is. Now he on return. He's talking about it to his followers in 19, verse 27. What did he say on Luke?
Luke chapter 19, verse 27. It reads, but those my enemy, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me.
Yeah. Christianity will never teach that. Ain't nobody going to teach that. But bosses over to Israelite, fixing on the cap. We'll teach that. So when he do come, now what he going to say? Those that didn't want to keep the order of things, bring them before me and go and kill them before me. So you see that, see, right? So you're getting your grace right now by having this ministry come on the network. And we can break down end time prophecy and everything else, but our main goal is to get the six anointed camps on one accord in this word, because you have to take this word further. See? So your narrative is to learn this word and be prepared to help others. When the return of Yahweh the Son, if you're not in order, what he going to say to the ones can the slaughter weapons, bring them before me and get busy on them. Let them slay them before me. See? So you're not ready for them to come because you're not in order. When you're in order, then Yahweh will know because he'll show the next move. Let me show you something, Bob Micaiah. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 24. And we're going to look at verse 4, 5, 8 through 11. Let's see what he said that we can read. 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verse 4, 5, 8 through 11. See, remember one thing. You got a tribe that must lead by example. And he tells the tribe that if you're from this tribe, he'll tell you exactly what he wants that you can read. 2 Chronicles 24, verse 4, 5, 8 through 11. What can we read there? You on the clock, come on.
The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 24, verse 4, 5, 8 through 11. Verse 4 reads, and it came to pass after this that Joash was minded to repair the temple of Yahweh. Verse 5, and he gathered together the priests, the Levites, said to them, go unto the cities of Judah, word for Yahweh, and gather of all Israel money to repair the temple of your Yahweh from year to year, and see that you haste the matter. Howbeit, the Levites hasted not. Verse 8.
Hold it, boy. What are you saying, verse 5?
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying, verse 5 there, young man? Read verse 5 again.
The book is chapter 2, verse 5. 5 reads, and he gathered together the priests and the Levites, said to them, go out unto the city of Judah, put the word for Yada, and gather of all Israel money to repair the temple of your Yahweh from year to year, and see that you hasten the matter. Howbeit, the Levites hasten it not.
Well, what that mean? What that word mean, hasten? What that mean, young lion? What that mean, hasten?
You want me to look it up? Or just tell you? Hasten means to,
I'll tell you what. Let me give you a scripture what it means. Let's go to the third chapter. Hold that point. Let Mother D.F. Israel give you a scripture. Let me show you what the word hasten means. We just gonna look at the Bible and see what the word hasten means. He said it was told to him to haste not to get the message down, and it was also told, and once it was told to the ministers, they hasted not. Let's see if we find out what are going to the book of Jonah 3, verse 1. Most of Israel. Let's see if we find out what the word Hasten means by going to Jonah chapter 3, verse number 1. We'll read down until we get our point. Let's see if we find out what the word, when he told them that they hasted not to that what was told to them. What does that mean in Jonah 3, 1? Pick up verse 1, 2, and 3. Mother D.F. Israel, you're on the clock, come on.
Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. Verse 1. The word of Yahweh came unto Jonah the second time, saying, verse 2, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and teach unto it the teaching that I bid you. Verse 3. So Jonah rose and went unto Nineveh, according to the word of Yahweh. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city of 3 days' journey.
Next verse.
Verse 4. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, yea.
Wait a minute, my mother.
Okay.
How long from the point that he was at? How long was the point for a regular person to get there? How long did it take again in verse 3? For a regular person to get that he was at?
3 days journey.
All right. So he was told to go there, and for a regular man, it'll take how many days?
3 days journey.
And what the next verse says about Jonah?
Verse 4, and Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey.
He was doing what?
Picking it up and laying down. He was hasting.
So there goes. See, that was the word hasted means. See, when the message come down to you, when you're about Yahweh's business, you will haste not to do what Yahweh's business on the table. That means Jonah, a regular person, would take 3 days to get to the point where Jonah at to get to Nineveh. Jonah got there in a day's time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was Jonah doing? Let's see what he was doing in Acts chapter 8, verse 30. So we know what the word hasten means now by Mother D of Israel by reading 8, verse 30. Let's see. All we need is one line across. No, it's not that. Read 29, then read one line across verse 30. Let's see again. When you hear the message, let's see exactly how you going to respond by reading Acts chapter 8, verse 29, and one line across verse 30.
Acts chapter 8, verse 29. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join yourself to this chariot. Verses 30.
Yeah.
And Philip ran thither to him.
Excellent. Right there. So you see, that's when we know you about this Yahweh's business. So when you're about Yahweh's business, when you hear what got to be done, that's the last thing you do is look to your left, look to your right. You get in what you're in at, and that's when we know. You're ready to go when you follow the Bible. So when the message came down to Yahweh Judah of what needs to be done, they hasted not to get it done. That's the point we're making. Land, school, and banquet hall. Is you hasting not, or is you paying it no never mind? Just like I say, all six anointed camps supposed to have a book on everybody's name. And you're supposed to be able to call one another. You get them a verse, they give you a verse. Keep you ingrowing on what the bigger picture. Repetition is an art. If we apply it, we're going to be all right. If we apply it, we'll be all right. Come on back, Brother Makai. Let's come on back now so we find out. So now we know the definition of haste. And what they do in verse 5? 2 Chronicles 24, verse 5. What do they do?
Book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 24, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, and he gathered together the priests, the Levites, saying to them, go out unto the cities of Judah, put it where y'all down. Gather up all Israel money to repair the temple of your Yahweh from year to year, and see that you hasten the matter. Howbeit, the Levites hasten it not.
Verse 8 through 11
reads, and at the king's commandment, they made a check and set it without at the gate of Yahweh. Verse 9, and they made a proclamation through Judah, put the word for Yada, to bring in to Yahweh the collection that Moses, the servant of Yahweh, laid upon Israel in the wilderness. Verse 10, and all the princes and all the people rejoiced and bought in and cast into the tent until they had made an end. Verse 11, now it came to pass that at what time the chest was brought unto the king's office by the hand of the Levites, when they saw that there was much money, the king's scribe and the high priest officer came and emptied the chest and took it and carried it to his place again. Thus they did day by day and gathered money in a bond. Verse 12.
Wait a minute. That's all I want left. They was gathering what? What was they gathering? They was gathering what again, Elf, that you can read, Brother Makai?
Okay. Thus they did day by day, and they gathered money in a bond.
So they wasn't going up to heaven and heaven coming down. That wasn't going on, huh?
No.
That wasn't going on, huh?
No.
What is in verse number 9?
Verse number 9 reads, and they made a proclamation through Judah, through the word for Yahdah, to bring in to the Yahweh the collection that Moses, the servant of Yahweh, laid upon Israel in the wilderness.
Oh, so they weren't doing nothing just on their own mind. They found the book of what Moses done in the wilderness. Said, wait a minute. All we got to do is follow the book. So let's go back to Exodus 36, 1 through 7 now, Brother Makai. So all you got to do is find out what Moses did and do the same thing Moses did. See, you know, we got all these think tanks. We're going to have a meeting on this. No, you ain't got to have a meeting on nothing. What the Bible tell you to do? They found the book, and we could read that if you want to make a lesson out of it, but I ain't. Found the book, and they said, we're going to do the same thing Moses did that was in the wilderness. So since you said Moses named him, I'll go back to 36 chapter, 1 through 7, and the word they got down there called abundance. Let's see another word for abundance, what that word means. We're going to see what that word means when we get down to verse 7. They said they brought in money in abundance. Now let's find out what that word means by going to Exodus 36, 1 through 7. What that means, Brother Makai, you on the clock, come on.
Now, the book of Exodus, chapter 36, verses 1 through 7. Verse 1 reads, then wrote Bazel and Aholiab, and every wise, minded man in whom Yahweh put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the temple according to all that Yahweh had commanded. Verse 2. And Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab, and every wise-minded man in whose mind Yahweh had put wisdom, even everyone whose mind stirred him up to come unto the work to do it. Verse 3. They received Moses, all the offerings which the family of Israel had for the work of the service of the temple to make it withal. And they brought yet unto him free offerings every morning. Verse 4. And all the wise men that wrought all the work of the temple came, every man from his work which they made. Verse 5. And they spake unto Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which Yahweh commanded to make. Verse 6. And Moses gave command, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout all the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the temple. So the people were drained from bread. Verse 7. For the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much.
And what?
And too much.
Is this the same word in 2 Chronicles of 24:11? Is this the same word? 2 Chronicles 24:11? Is this word too much? What's another word for too much in 2 Chronicles 24:11?
Okay, 2 Chronicles, chapter 24:11 reads, now it came to pass that at one time the chest was brought unto the king, offered by the hand of the Levites. And when they saw that there was much money, the king's scribe, the high priest, officer came, emptied the chest, and took it and carried it to the place again. Thus they did day by day and gathered money in abundance.
Is that the same word as too much?
Hallelujah. Well, same word. Same word.
You see what's going on here? See, when we start doing Bible, then you will start seeing Yahweh's hand. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 31. And Mother, have me that verse number. Have me verse 9 back in Psalms, verse 9, waiting on me. Have me that Psalms 18, verse 9, waiting on me. But Brother Micaiah, let's go to 2 Chronicles 31, 5, 6. 2021. See, all we got to do is examine ourselves and see one thing. Are we doing Bible or are we doing our own feelings and emotions? That's all we got to do. Let's see. And especially if you're Judah, if you know you're from the tribe of Judah, just look in the mirror and tell me, do you line up with 2 Chronicles 31, verse 5, 6, 20, and 21. Look in the mirror while the young lion read this verse. And just tell me something. You might be driving and looking in your rearview mirror while these verses come out and tell me how you line up with these verses, 2 Chronicles 31, 5, 6, 20, and 21. Look right in that rearview mirror or the mirror you got in the bathroom somewhere when these verses come out. Come on.
The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 31, verse 5, 6, 20, and 21. Verse 5 reads, and as soon as the Torah instructions came abroad, the nation of Israel bought in abundance the first fruits of corn, wine, and oil, and honey, and of all the increase of the field, and the tithe of all the things bought they in abundance. Concerning the nation of Israel, Yadah, salute the word Judah, that dwelt in the cities of Yadah, polluted word Judah. They also bought in the tithe of oxen and sheep, the tithe of the righteous saints, which were consecrated unto Yahweh, their Yahweh, and laid them by heaps. Going down to verse 20. And thus did Hezekiah throughout all Yada polluted word Zeus, and wrought that which was good and right and true before Yahuwah, his Yahuwah. Verse 21. And in every work that he began in the service of the temple of Yahuwah, and in the Torah instructions, first five books of the Bible, and in the Torah instructions to seek his Yahuwah, he did it with all his mind and prospered.
And what happened? What's the last word? Well, you do it all your mind. What happened? What you got coming? What's that word? That last word?
He did it with all his mind and prospered.
You see what that book is saying? Mother, be up Israel. Instead of going to verse 9 for time's sake, let's go to get down to verse 27. We just can't, you know, we just can't cover everything, but we do cover everything. Get down to verse 27. Let's see, and Bubba Kai had me, Michael, chapter 5, verse 7. Had that waiting on me after we get a little bit of this right here. Psalms 18, pick up verse 27 there. Mother, B.F. Israel, what did it say?
Psalms 18, verse 27. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but will bring down high looks.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. He going to save the afflicted people, but he going to bring down the puff daddies and the puff mamas.
Yeah.
He said, listen, I'm going to save the ones that are afflicted because you Israel. But if you got a puffed up spirit in you, he said, he gonna pay you no never mind. He said, you got to bring that spirit down. Matter of fact, precept that mother, hold that part right there. I let Brother Makai precept that. 18 verse 3. And 4 of Matthew. Come right back. Matthew 18, 3 and 4. He said, I'm going to save the Israelites. But the one that got a puffed up spirit, you know, don't want to follow orders. Huh? We had a lot of great confessions. You know, sometimes wine make you do a whole lot of confession. We heard a pretty good confession last night. See? Sometimes they don't wine, you know, get another shot at wine and talk some more. See? It make you make statements. And you know it's written over there in the 19th chapter. 30th chapter, verse 1 and 2, a number saying, if you bow a bowl out your mouth, Yahuwah can hold you. You can hold your camel for 100 trillion million years. So take a little more of this wine and talk some more. So that would happen on feast day. But old Seal be laying back, although he be drinking his old wine too, but I don't mean he ain't in. He heard some good confessions in the 7-day feast. So what we read? What we reading that Brother Micaiah? What we reading?
We had the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 3 and verse 4. The book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 3 reads, and said, truly, I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
So you see his hand? So when mother dropped that statement out in verse 27, he said, but you got to examine yourself. That's why we keep telling you. When the scriptures come out, look in the mirror and see what part of adjustment you got to make. If you find that puffed up spirit and you got a murmuring, complaining spirit, you got to get rid of that spirit. Because Yahuwah is telling you right now, it ain't going to work. Watch that. Mother, come on back to 27 again.
Psalms chapter 18, verse 27. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but will bring down high looks.
Go ahead. Give me some more.
Verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
For thou wilt light my candle. Yahuwah, my Yahuwah, will enlighten my darkness.
Amen. Yahuwah going to do what? Yahuwah going to do it? You going to enlighten,
Enlighten my darkness.
Oh, so Yahuwah going to have to enlighten your darkness. See, he got to, you know, he got to enlighten your darkness. Go ahead and read some out.
29. For by you I have ran through the hoops, and by my Yahuwah have I leaped over a wall.
You see the man saying? See, when you got to Yahuwah, Yahuwah going to put you, see, now you know what you're reading here. See, what you're reading here, again, David is not, David ain't jumped over no wall. David is letting you know in a point in time, this is the spirit you're going to have on you when Yahuwah put that spirit on you. David is speaking from prophecy. See, you jumped out. David ain't jumped on no wall, and David ain't ran through no walls. David is speaking prophecy. David is dead. We letting you know when Yahuwah appear, it's going to be to your greatness and the world's shame. He's going to strengthen you to be able to fulfill what David is writing. But you got to be in order for what you read now. This is coming up. He's going to have you. As a matter of fact, I got to put a rabbit ahead. I'll run to 14:14 just for a minute, Brother Micaiah, of Zechariah. 14:14, just to get warmed up.
Okay. The book of Zechariah, you said 14:14.
Mm-hmm.
Like the book of Zechariah. Chapter 14, picking up at verse 14. 14 read. And Judah, polluted word for Yada, also shall fight at Yada, polluted word Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the heathen, the nations, 17 nations, round about shall be gathered together. Gold, silver, and apparel, and great abundance.
Yeah. He said Judah going to fight. He's going to grab back what he once had. He's going to take back. See, everybody got your gold. They got everything belonging to you. But now Zechariah is saying, you know, up the road, that Yahuwah going to strengthen your hands to get back what's been taken from you by the robbers. Now I got to preach up a little bit of that. Now, see, go to Daniel chapter 11. Yeah, Brother Micaiah. Let's get a couple of precepts in to find out exactly what he's talking about. See, remember one thing. He's going to give you the spirit. And we'll know that when you got it, because what I'm doing now, you'll be able to do it rapidly better. You better go in the book of Daniel and your lesson will come as it unfolds itself. And that's when Yahuwah said, yeah, that spirit, they got it on them now. That's the one you put to the side. But we're going to bring out something in his lesson in a minute. Shortly, it's going to come up. Because in the 11th chapter, what it says in verse number 13 and 14. Daniel 11:13-14. Listen to this book we can read.
The book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 13 and 14. Verse 13 reads, for the king of the north shall return, and shall set forth a multitude greater than the former, and shall certainly come after certain years with a great army, and with much riches. Verse 14, and in those times there shall many stand up against the king of the south. Also the robbers of your people shall exalt themselves to establish division, but they shall fall.
Yeah, the robbers of your people, they're not already established division. They now gave you white man Jesus and black man Jesus, right? They got you as African American, Negro in color, and don't know that you are the people of the book. So the vision has been established. So the robbers of your peoples have destroyed you. Christianity has destroyed you. You ask your loved ones, you ask your parents, what do the Savior look like? And they'll tell you in a minute, well, it don't make no difference. No, you know that's parakeet. But what's in your mind when you look like? White man, white man, white woman. That's in your mind. It's ask your parents. I mean, truthfully, Ma, what do you look like? They'll tell you what you look like. The one that come on the news, Peggy Flynn them. That's what it look like. Look like Peggy Flynn that come on the news. You see? That's them established the vision. The vision have been established already in your mind. See? That's the way it is. So he said, but remember, he said, they are the robbers of your people. They are robbed, you see, right here. And that's why we come to give you back what we took away, not from you. We come to give you back, but you got to do something. You have to do something, and you got to be a Baruch 428 to do. And always it happens, you got to be a Baruch 428. What it say in 428 we can read? Baruch 428.
Book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 28. 28 reads, for as it was your mind to go astray from Yahuwah, so being returned, seek him 10 times more.
This is what you got to do. You got to, I mean, you know, you got to watch him. You got to watch him how many brick I'm running. I mean, you got to watch that spirit. You got to watch him, especially in leadership. You got to watch the spirit. Do they have that spirit to seek him 10 times, or will they just wait on the Sabbath day, return to class, and ain't gave nobody no word? They're talking, you know, worldly, ain't got none on their mind about some dust says Yahuwah, with all the stuff in this book that got to be covered and applied for before the floodgates come from all six locations, and they're just going to jam you on every side because they know you got the word, or you're going to be shown soundly who got the word and who he gave it to. Matter of fact, give me Matthew 2, verse 6. Just Brother Mackay, give me Matthew 2, verse 6, just to throw some on the table.
Okay. Well, to the book of Matthew, verse 6 reads, and you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, polluted word for Yada, are not the least among the princes of Judah, polluted word for Yada. For out of you shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.
Out of you. Out of you. See, right, Yada, Judah. Out of you. He going to come out of you to rule my people's Israel. So you see what Christian never going to read that. Out of you. Now, go to the book of Hebrew. Put the title called Hebrew and look at 7:14. Now, out of you. Let me show you how you just take care of this business. 7:14. Out of you. Who is the you? We're going to read to you in 7:14, the book of Hebrew.
The book of Hebrew, polluted word for the book of Hebrews, polluted title for the book of Hebrew. Chapter 7, verse 14. 14 reads, for it is evident that our Yahuwah sprang out of Judah, polluted word for Yada, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood.
Is evidence that he came out of what tribe did he come out of?
Well, it's evident that our Yahuwah sprang out of Judah, polluted word for Yada.
You see, it's evidence. He says it's evidence. You understand what he's saying, see, Roy? He says it's evidence. Michael chapter 5. Let's read it. 5:1. He says it's evidence that the one you serving, that you think you serving, he come out of the tribe of Judah. He says it's evidence on it. Evidence. Where is it at? Micah 5, particular verse 1.
The book of Micah, chapter 5, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, now gather thyself in truth, O daughter of truth. He hath laid seeds against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you be little among thousands of Judah, pollute the word for Yada, yet out of you shall he come forth unto me, that he that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from of old, from everlasting.
Good. Mm-hmm. Now go to 14, verse 2 of Jeremiah. Now, you telling me that you paying all this tuition money, and got all these degrees and all this money, all these great big institutions, and you haven't put this together in the number of the cakewalk, 14, verse 2.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 14, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, Judah, pollute the word for Yada, mourning, and the gates thereof language. They are black unto the ground, and the cry of Jerusalem, pollute the word for Yada, is gone up.
Now you see that thing right here. Now you show me any Christianity, Islam, you ask any of them, what color do he look like? Mm-hmm. They'll give you what, not even came now, say what, he olive color. Maybe he might look like those in the Middle East, maybe an Arab or something. You see I thought that's why we need our land school and banquet hall and radio station. You see that? You see how easy that is? Now, how is David Dale got past the world like someone shot up on 45 straight past your nose until you go catch the bullet before it lands? It just don't make no sense for we to continue. Don't do the Mother Gear, Israel, Zephaniah 2:1. It just don't make no sense that we won't do the Zephaniah 2:1. What do you say?
Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1. Gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation, not desire.
Read that again.
Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1. Gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation, not desire.
Why? Verse 2. Why?
Verse 2. Before the decree, bring forth, before the day pass, as the chaff before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you. Before the day of Yahweh anger come upon you.
Ain't that so? You see that man saying? You see what he's saying all over this book. Go to third chapter and pick up verse 8. Same book, Zephaniah 3:8 and 9. Yeah. So you see what the man is saying? The man is telling you something. Your time in 7:6 is always. You see the big job you got to do? That's why you in the 690 camps, you cannot keep on entertaining folly. It's a big job. It's waiting on us. You see how easy we can break down what he look like and his name and all that good stuff. Why the world is dragging their feet? Because it's for us to step it to the plate and lead by example. 3:8. Zephaniah, bring it.
Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 8. Therefore, wait you upon me, says Yahweh, until the day that I raise up to the prey, for my determination is to gather the nation, that I may assemble kingdom to pour upon them. To pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth.
Go ahead.
Okay. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy.
Pray.
Verse 9. For then will I turn to the people a pure language. They may all call upon the name of Yahweh to serve him with one consent.
They all call on the name of who?
All call upon the name of Yahweh, YHWH.
How many letters is that?
Four
how
letters.
Many letters? Huh?
Four letters. YHWH.
So we will be clear that Yahweh says after the beatdown, then he going to turn you to a pure language. So those that try to learn a language that Yahweh said, all you have to have right is my name right and my covenant. You want to learn about some words that come from Eliezer Ben Yehuda in 1948. Because Semitic language has no vowels in it. You don't put no time in trying to learn a language that Yahweh said, after I beat everybody down, then I'm going to give you back your language that I've taken away from you.
Mm-hmm.
If you all go call on the four letters with one consent. So the time you out there paying to learn about a language that Yahweh said, I'm going to take care of when I come back, you could be doing something else that's more positive, showing brothers and sisters how to teach the Torah instructions, how to wear fringes. Because all that stuff doesn't matter. Keep that name right. It's covenant right. That's what we got to do. Is nobody can teach you the pure Semitic language until Yahweh said he'd get back. But he said he ain't getting back until he beat everybody up. Then he going to turn you back to the pure language that you call on the name of the four letters with one consent. See, we got to know all this good stuff. Because you got brothers be hollering about, well, I'm going to a Hebrew school and learn about, listen, you're wasting your time. Why don't you put some fringes on and keep the Sabbath day and get in order? That's what you do. Put some fringes on and get in order. Because Yahweh said, I'll take it at when I come back. So now, if you going to believe what the man say, or you going to continue to say, well, I'm learning some Hebrew words, which is polluted for Semitic words with no vowels. Because every Hebrew word they're going to learn you going to have a vowel in it. They spoke with no vowels. So they going to get past that. They're going to grab Eliezer Ben Yehuda, 1948, gumbo language like a New Orleans gumbo, everything mixed in it. And you can holler about Yasa Allah and all that kind of stuff. Listen, keep the covenant, wear your fringes, do some dust, says Yahweh, and get in order. Yahweh can take from there. Well, let's even bring our elder in and get his closing thoughts and on the last day. Matter of fact, we out of the last day now. Once this last day over, so now you count 50 days. And then you know when the next feast coming up. You see, all you got to do, see, once the feast of unleavened bread is over, on that tomorrow, you count 50 days. Then you know exactly when the next feast coming up. You can't even lay down for us. All we got to do, obey the scripture. Let's bring in our elder. He let you know we'll bring this broadcast and we'll come back and get some more of some dust, says Yahweh. Elder Mr. Tibbs, you're back on the clock. The world listening, come on.
Hey, Yahweh, bless you, Brother C. Israel. Thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And it looks like we've had a very good lesson thus far. You know, because you got a lot of people out there that want to teach the word of Yahuwah. And some of them even say that they're Yahuwah himself, the second coming. They forgot about what it tells us in 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. 3 says, "And every spirit that confess not that Yahuwah the Son is come in the flesh is not of Yahuwah. And this is the spirit of the Anna Yahuwah, where if you have heard it, that it should come, even now already is in the world." And we can verify that because we got many people out there trying to pull you away from yourself, your language, your belief. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with very exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, learning how to connect the Bible books, your health, and foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. We do this because this is information you have came to seek. You have to look no further now. You found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. The current time for that class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. On any search engine, just enter tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just enter the BitLayer and you'll see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." Now, sometimes we might have to remind someone what "come into his courts" mean, not send it up, up, and away. So we have to keep that in mind. That's why we say take notes. But anyway, in Matthew chapter 6, looking at verses 1 and verse number 2, verse 1 says, "Take heed that you not do your alms before men, to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. 2, therefore when I do alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue or churches in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward." So in this ministry, we get our reward from doing the word of Yahuwah and bringing it to you as it should be brought. Because we remember that Yahuwah loves that you're forgiven. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30. And also once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. And also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends, including myself, in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Just enter 3 words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. When you see the red live button, click that. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have 2 email addresses. The first is tribeyadah@gmail.com for writing your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers that you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number. which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number. This is where you can call, leave a message on scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by anyone with 6 and 9 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. And also by calling that same number, you can order what we have known by our members as the 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before the broadcast or afterwards. He is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, even addition to that now, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of today's program, you can always catch the recorded show after 10:30 p.m. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or any previous day at that point you would like to listen. Now, as you probably found out already, our Broad Talk broadcast is simultaneously transmitting on Peltalk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for, once again, Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education, and online there to discuss the on-the-table topics during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, riding a shotgun. And you'll find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But also, when given the scriptures to speak by the seer, be quick to hear, slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that wants to hear the words of Yahuwah. So we can continue to do that and please our listeners. We will turn our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Yahuwah. That's excellent, excellent, excellent. No doubt about it. That's how I am, Mr. Tibbs. Right. Mother D.F. Israel, we're going to look at something real quick. Brother Micaiah, he read a verse. Matter of fact, read it again, Brother Micaiah, 14, verse 14, on Zechariah. He read a verse, and take a peek at it real quick. 14, verse 14, and Brother D.F. Israel, have me book of Obadiah waiting on me. Obadiah, chapter 1, 8, and 9, waiting on me. Obadiah, what is it saying, 14, 14?
The book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 14. 14 reads, "And Judah, polluted word for Yadav, also shall fight at Jerusalem, polluted word for Yadav. And the wealth of all the 17 nations round about should be gathered together, gold and silver and apparel and great abundance."
My dear Israel, they're going to do some fighting, huh?
See, fighting. I can't
understand Obadiah.
Where is
that? Well, Obadiah is right next to Amos.
Okay, I got it. Obadiah is chapter what? One?
Verse 1, skip down to verse 8 and 9.
Obadiah is chapter 1, verse 1, 8 and 9.
Yes, ma'am.
It reads, "The vision of Obadiah, thus says Yahuwah, concerning Edom, Esau, his five sons. We have heard a rumor from Yahuwah, an ambassador is sent among the nations. Arise you and let us raise up against her in battle." Verse.
So you said, Yahuwah Judah going to fight. So now we clear that he's going to do some fighting. On verse 1, 8 and 9 says what?
Verse 8, shall I not in that day, says Yahweh, even destroy the wise men out of Edom, Esau and his five sons, and understanding out of the mouth of Esau and his five sons. Verse 9. And your mighty men, O Teman, Esau and his five sons, shall be dismayed to the end that every one of the mount of Esau and his five sons may be cut off by slaughter.
Why so? Why is it going to be cut off in verse 10? Why so?
Verse 10. For they violence against your brother, Jacob, Israel, shame shall cover you, and you shall be cut off forever.
Ain't that so? Now, you know they got a thing out now saying that Esau is really there's no such thing as no Esau peoples nowhere, but if you hear them say it's the descendant of Esau, that must be the Arabs.
Mm-hmm.
And no, by him marrying black women, that make Esau dark skinned. None of you continue to look at this Bible. It tell you, see, everybody got a sign on them that you can recognize whoever through a sign. But Micaiah, let's see who do this fit in verse 2 down to verse 4. Let's see who this fit. No, 2 down to verse number 5. Just tell me who this, 2 down to verse 6. Who do this fit? Now, just see who this fit. 2 down to verse number 6.
Okay, the book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 2 down to 6. To read. Behold, I have made you small among the 17 nations. You are greatly despised. Verse
Wait a
three.
Minute. Stop there. Give me one verse at a time. Now, what nation we know that nobody likes? That nobody likes? Well, that can go. Now, that can go either way. Nobody likes. That can go either way. So with that can be a toss up. Okay, good. That part can be a toss-up, because nobody like you neither, African-American and Negro. Nobody like you neither. So that can go either way. And nobody like this nation that they talking about right here. But we'll go look. Let's get another verse. The first verse can be a checkmate. Let's go to the next verse, the third verse, see what it say.
Okay, the book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 3. The pride of your mind has deceived you, you that dwell in the cliffs of the rock, whose habitation is high, that says in his mind, who shall bring me down to the ground?
Oh, now we got something to work with. Now we got something to work with. Verse 2 can be a technique, but verse 3 is a nation that says in their own mind, who shall bring me down to the ground?
Mm-hmm.
What nation got the power to go to anybody's nation? And what do they look like and to do so? It ain't but one nation on the planet can do fulfill this prophecy. Right here. One nation that can do that, can tell any country, I don't like what you're doing, and we're going to send some troops over there and take care of business. It ain't no dark nation can make no statement like that. Mm-hmm. So we clear that verse 3 would tell you that Esau is not a dog nation, because ain't no dog nation on a planet Earth can say, I don't like what you're doing, and we going and take care. So that don't work. Ain't no dog nation, including the Arabs. No dog nation can make this statement, but one people, Esau and his five sons, the white man and the white woman. That's all the one can make this statement right here in verse 3. Now, let's go. We got a checkmate. Now, we got one and one. We got one and one. Now, let's go to the next verse. Let's see if we can make it a little more plain in the next verse.
Okay, verse 4. Though you exalt yourself as the eagle, and though you set your nest among the stars, there will I bring you down, says Yahweh.
Now, what nation on the planet that set their nest among the stars, and what year was that? They say the eagle have landed. What nation is that? It ain't no dog nation on the planet that have left and went anywhere and made that statement, but one nation, that's the white man and the white woman. See, that's keep running verses. It ain't but one nation, and they got a name on this one nation called Esau. On the back of your dollar bill, it is. Who put it there? A dog nation? No, they didn't. Esau and his son put it on there. Who got state travel that got satellites everywhere? What do they look like? Is it any dog nation? No, it's not. No dog nation can fulfill this prophecy but the one Esau. So Esau is clear to be the white man and the white woman, according to these verses right here. And the next verse is going to give it, it's going to tell us who these people is right here in verse 5.
Verse 5. If these came to you, if robbers by night, how are you cut off? Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If the grape gatherer came to you, would they not leave some grapes?
He said, this nation right here that's in verse 1, they will steal every resource it is on any part of the planet. It says there. Now, what nation fit that? What dog nation fit that? That will take everything, even taking your record books. Even taking your record books.
Mm-hmm. They did.
13 more, dear Israel. Even taking your, now what nation taking your record books? They got the record books saying they, you, and Jesus is blonde and blue eyes from Caesar Borgia. Now what nation did that? See, the Bible would tell a story. If he don't exist, then who is this man here? That I'm taking everything. And not only taking everything, look what he did in verse 13. Maldiv Israel, what are you doing 13?
Obadiah.
Yes, 1:13.
Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 13. Thou shouldest not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, you shouldest not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity.
Now look at who is this? Who have went to the land of Israel? Kicked you out in 70 AD. Now I'm taking every record you got, and not only that, in First Maccabees 3, and paint the likeness of themselves in there. Your grandma's day. If you can wake up your grandmama or your great-grandmama, they'll tell you that man is a white man with blonde blue eyes. That's a lie from the pits of hell. Ain't nobody come out of the tribe of Judah that's black to the ground. That's what he said. He came out of Now they have established a vision before your eyes, and Christianity, they have destroyed everything that come in contact with you as Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. It's been only one people that have taken the substance of everybody, have robbed every land. Remember, this land belongs to the 10 northern tribes of Israel. They have robbed everything from the 10 northern tribes. Don't you know that this can't be overlooked in time to come? And that's why we read, now go back and read that verse one more time, Mother, King chapter, verse 8 of Psalms. So now you see why this verse right here is not on the table today. It's on the table to come. 18, verse 8 of Psalms.
Psalms chapter 18, verse 8. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth. Devouring coals were kindled by it.
Keep reading.
Verse 9. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet.
Big black beast. Keep reading.
Verse 10. And he rode upon a chariot, a cherub, and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind.
Go ahead.
Verse 11. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him was dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. Verse 12. At the brightness that was before him, his thick cloud passed hailstorm and coals of fire.
Time will run out. But go, precept as Brother Micaiah in Habakkuk chapter 3, 1, 2, 3, and 12 through 16. Just precept there for a minute. See, time get away. See, listen, the apologetics in the world have to sit there and just foully destroy the mind of the world. But it got to be a ministry that can show soundly that everything you saying is wrong. You a liar from the pits of hell. Matter of fact, read that, Mother. D up Israel in 58, verse 3 of Psalms. Read and write the Bible. 58, verse 3 of Psalms.
Psalms 58.
Verse 3.
Okay. Psalms 58,
verse 3. Verse 3.
Okay, verse 3. You say, I'm not getting it. You say 58,
verse
3?
58,
verse
3. Read that.
Come on. Psalms 58, verse 3.
Yeah.
The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies.
Yeah. He said the wicked, he come out of the womb line.
Mm-hmm.
He trained his offsprings up to lie.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't find his people on the planet when it would just come down this book. And you know what it is? They don't got the best of you in this book. So we read exactly what's going to happen. Who is Esau? You tell me any dark race that do space travel. What the dark race is? It ain't a dark race on the planet do space travel. And got a puffed up spirit. And takes everything that they can put their eyes on. It ain't the one people do that. And if you try to do anything, they'll send their troops in on you. See? So, you know, some things just don't add up, Latter-day Saints. Esau is a people that exist today that do space travel. And you clear who do space travel. Ain't no dark race of people do no space travel. Ain't nobody got the eagle sign but the Esau and his five sons. They got the eagle signs on everything. I mean, you know, certain things just don't add up. Now, but we found out one thing that he says, Shane gonna cover you. Now, let's run to give me a little bit of that Michael real quick there, Brother Micaiah. Give me that Michael, chapter 5, verse 7. Give me a couple of verses in there. I want to give me about 2-3 verses in that, because time don't get away from us. Michael, chapter 5, verse 7. Let's read a little bit.
Okay, going back to Michael, chapter 5, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, "And the remnant of Jacob, who name changed to Israel, shall be in the midst of many people, as a dew from Yahweh, as the showers upon the grass, that tarrieth not for man, that nor waiteth for the sons of man."
Really?
Verse 8. "And the remnant of Israel shall be among the Gentiles in the midst of many people, as a lion among the beasts of the forest, as a young lion among the flocks of the sheep, who, if he go through, both tread it down and tear it in pieces, and none can deliver." Verse 9.
Wait a minute. Hold on now. Hold on. Verse 8 said that some young lion, this is prophecy, the young lion going to raise up, and the young lion going to be in the midst of many people. I don't care how many lambs that the young lions around, the lambs do not have a chance. So that means one day this young lion going to raise up, and the world is like little calf sheep to them, and they going to tap some tail. Remember we read? Remember we read that in the 14th book they gonna fight? Now we gotta find now give me a precept in 25:12-14 with Ezekiel. So he said now one day all the power you see on the table now gonna be as when Yahweh strengthened the hand of Yahdah Judah. It's gonna be you as a young lion on the 17 nations as a young lion in a flock of sheep. So you know, I don't care how many sheep's involved. A young lion he gets so happy, he'll dive into a flock of sheep and just until he just roll over and just and grunt. See? That's how you don't send to you. Why? Why so? Precept is 25 of Ezekiel, Brother Micaiah, look at 12-14. Let's see what we're talking about.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 25, verses 12 through 14. Verse 12 reads, "Thus says Yahweh, because that Esau and his five sons had dealt against the family of Yahdah, polluted word Judah, by taking vengeance, and have greatly offended, and revenged himself upon them." Verse 13. "Therefore, thus says Yahweh, I will also stretch out my hand upon Esau and his five sons, and will cut off man and beast from it. I will make it desolate from Teman, and they of Dedan shall fall by the sword." Verse 14. "I will lay my vengeance upon Esau and his five sons by the hand of my people Israel. And they shall do in Esau his five sons according to my anger and according to my fury. And they shall know my vengeance," says Yahweh.
Wait a minute. According to who anger? According to who anger he takes in the hand of Yahdah Judah? According to who anger?
The book of my anger, Yahweh.
Oh! So he not gonna let you have the pity that you think you might have and time upon it. He said he's gonna be behind his anger. He said, he's going to get to your hand where you're going to take care of his business according to his anger.
Yes.
So he ain't going to let you get in there with your feelings and your feelings, because your feelings might say, well, that might be, no. He said it's going to be behind his anger. That's the point he's making, see, right here. And what do you mean by that, mother? Back up and precept it. And the closing in 13 verse 9, end time prophecy. See, the Bible tells a story. We got to tell the story to our loved ones how it's going to be and come out of her in the man. Look what it says in 13 verse 9 in the book of Revelation, the closing statement.
Revelation chapter 13, verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the covenant of the saints. Israel.
12 tribes of Israel. Back up one verse again and read again. Back up one verse, read again.
Verse 9. If any man have an ear, let him hear.
If you got an ear, let if you got an ear, we know you got an ear, then hear this in verse 10. What do you say in verse 10?
Verse 10. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the covenant of the 12 tribes of Israel, the saints.
So the destiny, just like the destiny of you breaking the Torah instruction and going into captivity, the destiny of your return, that's how it's going to be. So it's nothing can stop it. It's nothing going to stop the prophecy of where it's going to be.
Yeah.
If you get somebody into captivity, you must go into captivity. You must be killed with a sword.
Yeah.
You see, this is the part that the world has done. Don't you know it's a price to pay for what you did? That's why Yahweh said, this battle is going to be after my anger. He ain't going to give you chance soaking around. He's going to sit in your hands and let you know the battle is after my anger. See, that's big talk to you, right? See, we got to know this thing. This thing is destiny on how it's going to be. That's what I tell you. Get in where you fit in at. Because the destiny is there on how it's going to be. If you led a people into captivity, which we know who did that, you must go into captivity. If you killed with a sword, you did that, you must die by the sword. Here's what that is. It's destiny for your race. Mosaic of Israel, until we eyeball to eyeball the top part of Saturday, what your closing statement is, you're on the clock, come on.
Psalm 69, verses 35 and 36, read, for Yahweh will save Zion polluted for Yahdah Judah, and will build the city of Yahdah Judah Israel, that they may dwell there and save it in possession. Verse 36, the seed also of his servant Israel shall inherit, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua.
Yes. Mother Deb, see, one thing about Mother Deb Israel, if she get up there, she's dropping on you. See, you got a lot of men to bag away from. I remember one member told me, well, no, that part of that, that's too tough for me. But Mother D.F. Israel, if she can get it out there, she's dropping on you. See, that's what we're talking about, Z-Ray. You know, that spirit you got to have. That's why Yahweh said, don't take care of this business. Brother Mackay, give me Obadiah chapter 1, verse 18 and 21. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 18 and 21. So I'm going to tell you something, Z-Ray. This thing is destiny for you to go off into captivity when you start violating it. But in the same token, Yahweh is mad. Because they went overboard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in your hand, you already. What would I want? 18 and 21. And the closing statement, come on.
The book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 18 and verse 21. Verse 18 reads, and the family of Israel should be a fire, and the family of Joseph, ten northern kings, a flame, and the family of Esau, his five sons, for stumble, and they shall kindle in them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining of the family of Esau, for Yahweh has spoken it. Verse 21, Zion, polluted word for Yada, to judge the mount of Esau and his five sons, and the kingdom shall be Yahweh.
He said saviors? So now who's these saviors in 14:14? So you see what's going to happen to you, right? Saviors going to come up there. That means saviors going to be strengthened. Zechariah 14:14. Listen to this. These are the saviors right here. Zechariah 14:14.
The book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 14. 14 reads, and Yada, polluted word Judah, also shall fight at Jerusalem, polluted word for Yada. And the wealth of all the 17 nations round about shall be gathered together, gold, silver, and apparel in great abundance.
What's the name? What's another name for Judah in 121? What's another name for us in 121? What's another name? Obadiah 121. What's another name for us?
The book of Zechariah.
Savior.
Chapter 14, verse 21. 21 reads, yea, every pot in Jerusalem, pulling the word for Yada.
Hold on, young lad. Obadiah 121.
Obadiah 121. Okay. The book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 21. 21 reads, and Savior shall come up on Mount Zion, polluted word for Judah, to judge Mount of Esau and his five sons, and the kingdom shall be Yahweh.
So another name for Yada Judah is what? The Savior, see, right here.
Savior.
When is it going to happen? So when is the Savior going to get in order? Order. You see the man say it? You were the Savior. Mm-hmm. You the one going to do it. He going to stick in your hand when you understand the word of Yahweh. You going to be the Savior to take care of his business. And Yahweh said, once you're in order, I'm coming in. Now go back to the 25th chapter and read verse 14 again of Ezekiel. Saviors, that's you. When you see the word saviors in the book, they're talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
You see that Mother D.F. Israel?
Yeah, I see it.
So you see the word saviors, put in your God Judah. That's
mm-hmm.
what we're talking about. Read that 25:14, the closing statement. Y'all got happy again. Look at that. I don't like y'all all this good stuff. You the Savior. You're going to get in your hand. You're going to be a young lion among wolves. I mean, among sheep.
Yeah.
Sheep 17 nations. You know a young lion going to just rear back and just tear up some. You put him in a, you put a young lion with some sheep. Boy, that young lion will be eating up sheep just as fast as he can put the mouth on it. That's what I'm going to do for you.
Fat line.
25:14, bring it. In the closing statement.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 25:14. Verse 14 reads, "And I will lay my vengeance upon Esau and his five sons by the hand of my people, Israel. And they shall do in Esau and his five sons according to my anger and according to my fury. And they shall know my vengeance, says Yahuwah."
Excellent. Y'all mind closing out and we catch you tomorrow at 7:30. Come on.
Thank you, Yahuwah, for another blessed day to read his word. Thank you, Yahuwah, for allowing me to hear. So I can learn his word. Thank you, Yahuwah, for blessing me to have a wife, children, to raise up for him. I thank you, Yahuwah, for our elders and our mothers. Thank you, Yahuwah, for our teachers and all the brothers and sisters that voices of the true Israelites. I want to read from the book of 7, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, "His foundation is in the righteous mountain." Verse 2, "Yahuwah loves the gate of Zion," polluted word for Yada, "more than all the dwellers of Israel." Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Now you can go back to eating at 11. Now you can go and get some batter, and cook your fish now and your yeast and all that stuff. It's over now, Sarah. Now you can go back and put some leaven together on your meals. See? But you took it out for our business. See, Roy, you see all the stuff that we got to do? That's why we don't have time to entertain folly with all this good stuff. So now when you see the word Savior in your Bible, it's talking about you. And Yahuwah going to put his anger in you with the strength to take down the 17 nations. You wonder how you going to do it? You got to get in order. Learn the word. Prepare your people for it. David there. Look at WCC, what you're saying? My. Yeah, well, I know. My. That's how it's going to be. Oh, understand one thing. Yada Judah is going to be strengthened to be a lion, a young lion among sheep. And that's 17 nations. Big bad wolves now, ain't they? Big polar bears now. But them polar bears going to be, when you get right, they're going to be sheep. And you're going to be the young lion on them. You see what Yahuwah is going to do? He said behind his anger, he's going to turn you loose on the 17 nations and pull back everything that was taken back from you and bring it back in as a young lion among sheep. You don't like that? But there's a lot of they think, that's the way it's going to be? Yeah, that's the Bible says it's going to be. So I'll tell you like this. We're going to leave it like that until we get back on it. What's the what you saying? Oh, okay. You want to little talk some more? Okay, we'll talk some more then. Let's go back, Mother Deep Israel, and we'll talk a little bit more then. Let's run back to Micah chapter 5. Although we don't give our closing statements, let's go back to Micah chapter 5 and get a little bit more in. Go back to Micah chapter 5 because I need to bring out something anyway. Put a rabbit out of the hat. Come back to Micah chapter 5 what? What do you read 5 what?
Was that me or Micaiah?
Yeah.
That was me.
That was Micaiah.
I'll tell you what. I tell you do. Give me Micah chapter 5, verse 7, and Brother Micaiah, give me 2 Ezra chapter 1, and we're gonna kick it a little bit more. It's something that we need to know. See, it's so much that we need to know, that's why we can't entertain folly. We got to check folly in the 6 anointed camps because if you get caught up in his folly, you won't be able to get none of his good messages out. Mother, what it says in Micah chapter 5, verse 7?
Micah And the remnant of Israel shall be in the midst of many people, as a dew from Yahweh, as the showers upon the grass, that treadeth not for man, tarries not for man, nor waiteth for the son of man.
Go ahead.
Verse 8. And the remnant of Israel shall be among the Gentiles in the midst of many people, as the lion among the beasts of the forest, as a young lion among the flock of sheep, who, if he goes through, both treads down and tear in pieces, and none can deliver.
Did you hear what the man saying? You see all these big bad nations talking about. He said, it's going to come a time that I'm going to stand Yahweh's hand, that they're going to be the savior. It's going to be, he's giving you an illustration as a lion coming down on a pack of sheep. You know that you have no chance. Guess what? When you get right, they're going to have no chance. Back up to verse 5. Back up to verse 5.
Micah chapter 5, verse 5.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
This man,
Yes.
Micah 5, verse 5. And this man shall be the peace when the Assyrians shall come into our land, and when he shall tread in our palace, then shall we raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 principal men.
He says, what got be raised against him? What got be raised up is 7 shepherds, 8 principal men.
Mm-hmm.
7 and 8 is how many?
15.
15. That's big. Let's find out some more about that. Let's go to 130. Come on out. Come on out, Brother Micaiah. Let's find out about these now. 15 names have to be raised up, and you have to identify these 15 names. 15 names now.
Mm-hmm.
15 names. Let's go to our 2nd Ezra. Chapter 1, particularly verse 30, down to verse 40. Now remember, we're looking for 15 names.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Brother McKay.
Okay, the book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 1, verse 30. Verse 30 reads, I gather you together as a hen gathered her chickens under her wings. But now, what shall I do unto you? I will cast you out from my face. Verse 31.
That don't happen already. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. That don't happen already. So that part will happen. You've been cast out already. You're the emanation from the sun. So that part right there, hell don't happen. You're the emanation from the sun. I'm going to cast you about. Go ahead and read. Next verse.
31. When you offer to me, I will turn my face from you. For your Solomon's feast day, your new moon, and your circumcision have I forsaken. Verse 32. Mm-hmm. I sent unto you my servant, the seer, whom you have taken and slain, and torn their bodies in pieces, whose blood I will require of your hand, says Yahweh.
First part.
Verse 33.
First part, one verse at a time. Right now, you backbite the seers. You backbite them from every generation. He's about, guess what? I'm going to require that at your hands and your mouth, because the seers is my messengers. Now read that in 2:1. Give me a verse, Mother D.F. Israel, 2:1. Same book, 2 Ezra 2:1.
2 Ezra chapter 2 verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
2 Ezra chapter 2 verse 1. Thus says Yahweh, I brought this people out of bondage, and I gave them my Torah instruction by my servants, the seers, whom they would not hear, but despise my counsel.
Ain't that something? You see that?
Yeah.
So you see how he operates.
Mm-hmm.
He'll come and tell you what he's saying, but you pay it no never mind. Even with the Lord, I think, make sure you get a book. Everybody get a book. Everybody get names. Get Peace McCall. You give a word, receive a word. See, I'll tell you that. Even the spies are a little part of the setting seal as we speak. Come on back, Brother McCall.
Okay, the book of Sacchanes, chapter 1, verse 31. Verse 31 reads, when you offer to me, I return my face from you. Your new moons and your circumcisions have I forsaken. Verse 32. I sent it to you, my servant, the seer, whom you have taken and slain and torn their bodies in pieces, whose blood I will require of your hand, says Yahuwah. Verse 33. Thus says the Almighty Yahuwah, your house is desolate. I will cast you out as the wind doeth stumbles. Verse 34.
You read all three of them verses already. Come on, read some more. Come on, Brother Micaiah. Stick with me. Don't get caught up in the lesson. You read all three of them
all. And your children shall not be fruitful, for they have despised my and done the thing that is evil before me. Verse 35. Your houses will I give to a people that shall come, which not having heard of me, yet shall believe me, to whom I have showed no sign, yet they shall do that I have commanded them. Verse 36, they have seen no seer, yet they shall call their sins to remember and acknowledge them. Verse 37, I take to witness the mercy of the people to come, whose little ones rejoice and gladness, though they have not seen me. With bodily eyes, spirit, they believe the thing that I say. And now, brother, behold, what glory, honor, and see the people that come from the east. Until when? Until whom? Verse 39. Unto whom I will give for leader. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Israel, Hoshea, Amos, Micaiah, Joel, Obadiah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Sophonia, Agir, Zechariah, Malachi, which is called also an angel, ministering spirits of Yahuwah.
Hmm. Now, Mother, read again at 5:5 again, Michael.
Micah chapter 5, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
And this man shall be the peace when the Assyrians shall come into our land, and when he shall tread in our palace, then shall we raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 principal men.
Eight and 7 is how many?
15.
How many, Brother McKay, how many names you read over there in 39 and 40? Count the names out.
15. The book of
39.
How many names? How many names there, Brother McKay?
15. Verse 39 and 40 read. Verse 39. Unto whom I will give the leaders, Abraham 1. Isaac 2, Israel 3, Hoshea 4, Amos 5, Micaiah 6, Joel 7, Adias 8, Jonas 9, Nahum 10, Habakkuk 11, Sophonius 12, Haggai 13, Zechariah 14, and Malachi 15.
All of them is dead. What is he saying? He said he gonna raise up them men again in the spirit, and that's what I'm looking for today. All 15 men got to be raised up. They must show up. The end he's talking about now is dead. He said, I'm gonna raise these men up. So we will see in the spirit of every man there. Coming up, it will be 15 men that's prophesied, and there he is right there. Abraham, you know where he is now, dead. So what they talk about? When he was told Ezra this prophecy, every last one of them men was dead. Meaning, you're telling Ezra for the days that's now. These men must be raised up. And all we're going to be raised up. I'm almost started off with Malachi, chapter 4, verse 1. 1 down to verse 3. You got to start watching for the signs of it. Malachi, chapter 4, 1, 2, and 3. But Micaiah, have me 4, 5, and 6 waiting on me. See, the Bible is trying to see right. Malachi 4, 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, by Brother Micaiah, come on.
Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. Malachi chapter 4, verse 1. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, says Yahweh host, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Verse 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the sun, S-U-N, of righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Verse 3. And you shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ash under the sole of your feet in the day that I shall do this, says Yahweh of hosts.
Come on, Brother Micaiah.
The book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 4 through 6. Verse 4 reads, remember you the Torah instructions of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the Torah instructions and judgments. Verse 5, behold, I will send you Elijah the seer before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yahweh. Verse 6, and he shall turn the mind of the fathers to the children and the mind of the children to the fathers and smite the earth with a curse.
Yeah. Start off, Mother D.F. Israel, 33, verse 33 of Ezekiel. Start off, 33, 1, 2, and 3. 33, now 33, verse 33. 30 down to verse 33. Listen to this. Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse
30. Ezekiel 33, verses 30 to 33. Verse 30. Also, you son of man, the children of your people are talking against you by the walls and in the door of their house, and speaking one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from Yahweh. Verse 31. And they come unto you as the people come, and they set before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they will not do them, for with their mouth they show much love, but their mind goes after their covetousness. Verse 32. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument, for they hear your words, but they do them not. 33. And when this comes to pass, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a seer has been among them.
Mm-hmm. Don't let you gonna pick it up. That a seer is in among you, and you're gonna be doing everything you can to get right. But I don't know what price you gonna pay. You understand? Mm-hmm. This ministry is the ministry unlocked. Every biblical mystery in the Bible is unlocked by this ministry. Brother Mackay, run to a regular book of Ecclesiastes and pick it at verse number 8 to verse 11. Regular book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, 8 down to 11. So I'm telling you, see, Ray, get in where you fit in at. You got a seer in your midst, but you got to organize. Them same 15 men must come before the seer by the spirit of what they did. That's why you can't be grabbing no name and don't fulfill what the man did in his biography of his history, and don't know what the name even means and the responsibility of having a name. One, number 8 down 11, read it.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 8 down to 11. Verse 8 reads, all things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Verse 9, the thing that has seen, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10, is there anything whereof it may be said? See, this is new. It has been already of old time, which was before us. Verse 11. There is no remembrance of former things, neither should there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after.
Mm-hmm.
Well, while they're not going to remember who they are, but they will have that spirit. That means all these ones we read, all 15 names, will have that spirit in them. They not going to remember that they have came back through certain individuals, but we will be able to recognize them through the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're going to recognize the return of Abraham and every one of them 15 names. It's prophesied that they're going to be back on the earth. They're probably on the earth right now.
Mm-hmm.
They got to come before the seer. And we'll look at your name and see you line up with this Bible. So you just can't grab a biblical name by having the title over your head and not fulfilling the action, because we see it's going to happen. That's why we don't have time to be dealing with folly, with all this information got to be told and what to be looking for. So that folly conversation, we can't handle them by watching the bigger picture, the return of Yahuwah through this ministry. If y'all got any questions you want to say, fine. It's on you, Moses. It's on you, Bubba Mackay. I'm through talking until we get back here again tomorrow.
Yeah, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Well, I'm amazed about what we just read in Second Ezra 39:40, and precepting it to Ecclesiastic in verses 11, where how we got to look for these the spirit that was in our forefathers to be in the ones that's coming forth now, that you, we have to see they spirit in them. So I learned something right there.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Well, and we have time to continue doing with folly. Now read 6 verse 10. Read 6 verse 10.